Mark Tibubin. Hello, my friend, and welcome again to a few moments of studying from the precious truths of the Word of God. And we're talking about spiritual warfare, the battle that every Christian is involved in as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. For when we accept Christ as Savior, we enroll in the service of the Lord. We become a child of God, but we're also a soldier in a battle against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. Satan is a very real foe, as are his fallen angels, which are called demon spirits, that are at work in the world all about us, all the time. There's much activity going on in the air that is about us that often we're not aware of, and that people are being influenced by demonic spirits to do things that are awful and terrible and horrible to one another, creating all kinds of havoc and dissension and deceiving and lying people. And we've discussed about the war, and we've talked about the enemy, and now we're discussing how that we can have victory over those three enemies: the world system with its enticement to draw men away from God, the flesh with indwelling sin, and Satan and his demonic forces. These three enemies are very real enemies that are at work fighting to hinder the believer from being faithful and true to the Lord and from being a godly influence. But we've been discussing how that we can have authority through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been talking about someone that amazed the Lord Jesus when he was walking here on earth. In Luke chapter 7, there was a centurion that had asked the Lord Jesus to heal one of his servants whom he cared for very much and was at the point of death. And so he was a centurion that had built a synagogue for the Jewish people, and they'd come to Jesus and ask him to heal this man's servant. And so Jesus started going toward the centurion's home, and when the centurion found out that Jesus was nearly there, he said, "Oh, don't bother coming to my home. I'm not worthy to have you come under the roof of my house. Just speak the word, and he'll be healed." He said, "I understand this principle of authority, for I'm under authority, and I have 100 men under me. And I tell them to do this, and they do it, and I tell them to go somewhere, and they go." And Jesus was amazed. He says, "This fellow knows the principle of authority." And so he healed the man's servant and didn't even go to his house. But the servant was healed because Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth that's been given to him by God the Father. And we've learned that glorious truth in Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus said, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He has all authority. And so he has authority over the principalities, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil. And through the help and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we too can stand against these evil forces. But we have to understand this secret of spiritual authority. You cannot be over until you are under. All authority hangs on obedience, beloved. That centurion was under the rule of the Roman government, and he had to submit to that authority in order to have authority over the 100 men that he was a centurion over. And this is a true principle. The Lord Jesus Christ was subject to God the Father, as we saw in John 17:4. "I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do," Jesus said. And in John 5:30b, Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but the will of him which hath sent me. Jesus was under the Father's authority. Jesus always obeyed the Father. He said, not my will, but thine be done, and there in the Garden of Gethsemane, over and over again. He yielded and submitted to the authority of God the Father. Jesus was subject to the Holy Spirit, as we saw in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, being full of the Holy Ghost, he returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Also, Jesus was subject to his earthly parents. We recall in Luke chapter 2 when they had gone to Jerusalem, and he was found teaching in the temple and questioning the doctors and the lawyers, and the parents came and found him, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, the Bible says. And Jesus was subject to the government, that is, when someone approached Peter about taxes, Jesus told Peter what to do, to go and catch a fish, and in the fish's mouth he'd find a coin, to take the coin and pay for their taxes, because Jesus was subject to the authority even of the government. And so, beloved, the secret to spiritual authority is you cannot be over until you are under. Obedience. Authority hangs on obedience. In order for us to have victory in our life over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, we must be submissive to God's authority. Now let's consider the scope of spiritual authority. In Luke chapter 10, verse 18 through 19, and he, Jesus, said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Power over the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have authority over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness through the Lord Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. We're told in John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And who is it that indwells us? It's the Holy Spirit of God that indwells every born-again believer. And so through the indwelling Holy Spirit, beloved, and the power of the Lord Jesus that's been given to us, we can stand against the enemy. Behold, I give unto you power and authority over all the power of the enemy, Jesus said. Adam was given authority over creation, but our authority is only over evil powers now. Hebrews 2:8 tells us, Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, under the feet of the Lord Jesus. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see, not yet all things put under him. Not all things yet have been put under the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he has all things under him, but we, as subjects to the Lord Jesus, do not have all things put under us as yet. But we are going to be given authority to stand against the powers of darkness. We already have that authority. Jesus already said that he had given us authority. And he gave us power to stand against the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. But we still have indwelling sin that we have to battle with. There's coming a day, though, when we're going to be given a glorified body that will be immune to sin, will have no sin, And oh, we will serve the Lord Jesus and help Him to rule and reign over the entire earth for that 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. Now Romans 8:22-23 states, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." There's coming a day, beloved, when this body is going to be redeemed, and we're going to be given a glorified body. Now, beloved, while we're walking here in this fleshly body, you do not want to throw a rock at a hornet's nest, or you'll discover that we do not have authority over creation at this time. Jesus gave us authority over the enemy, but not over creation now. We can overcome any fleshly temptation through Christ and His power, beloved. 2 Peter 1:3, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue." So we have power in the spiritual realm, beloved, power to stand against the forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the demons of Satan. But we do not yet have power over creation at this time. Now we have strength. There's strength in spiritual authority. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 7, "Wherefore," this is the centurion speaking to Jesus, "Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed." We must surrender to have strength from the Lord. I surrendered to the Lord in 1954. I told Him, "I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do." And I'd intended to serve the Lord, but I was going to do it in my strength. The emphasis was on the I. A white handkerchief is a good reminder that we have surrendered to Christ, yielding to the Lord Jesus and letting Him be the Lord of our life. And there's a good illustration of one under authority. A professional football player who is 6'7" and weighs 325 pounds obeys the 5'6" umpire that weighs 140 pounds when he tells him to go to the showers, because the umpire has authority. And this big giant of a guy must obey the little umpire because the umpire has authority. Till next time, goodbye.